Good morning. Please have a seat. Can you tell me your full name?
Good morning. My name is Name.
Thank you. And can I see your identification, please?
Yes, of course. Here you go.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about bills and payments. What kinds of bills do you have to pay?
Well, I have quite a few bills to manage, actually. The biggest one is probably my house mortgage, which takes up a significant chunk of my monthly expenses. Then there are the usual utility bills like electricity and water. I also pay for my phone quota every month. And these days, I've got quite a lot of digital subscriptions as well, things like AI services, extra Google Drive storage, streaming platforms like Netflix. It's interesting how everything's moved to a subscription model now. It does add up when you think about it.
How do you usually pay your bills? In cash or by another method?
Oh, I rarely use cash anymore, to be honest. I handle pretty much everything through mobile banking on my phone. It's just so much more convenient, you know? I can pay bills whenever I have a free moment, during my lunch break, or even while I'm commuting. Plus, there's a digital record of everything, so I can easily track my spending. I think I haven't paid a bill in cash for at least 2 or 3 years now.
Have you ever forgotten to pay a bill?
Thankfully, no, I haven't. But I think that's mainly because these companies are really good at reminding you nowadays. They'll send notifications through WhatsApp or text messages when the payment's due, and sometimes even a few days before. So even if I'm busy and it slips my mind, those reminders usually catch me before it becomes a problem. It's quite helpful, actually.
Is there anything you could do to make your bills cheaper?
Honestly, I don't think so. I mean, I've already cut down to what I actually need and use. For things like electricity, I suppose I could be a bit more conscious about turning off lights or unplugging devices, but realistically, the savings would be minimal. And for most of these digital subscriptions, they're already pretty reasonably priced, and I genuinely use them. So I'd say it's pretty much beyond my power to reduce them significantly without sacrificing convenience or services I actually need.